Hour number two of Riddle and the Reporter, Junie Riddle, Nick Kieser, live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Studio. You can watch us streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook live every Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. following Stillman and Company. Listen, we've been talking Titans all first hour. So many storylines that we've had to get into. But one storyline that I haven't been hearing a lot about that needs to be discussed is how shocking the standings in the first 3 weeks have gone for the AFC South.
I know, and on our pre-show meeting, I told you that, Junie, in 4 weeks, we will have a much different conversation, but you are exactly right. Nobody could have seen this coming.
No, I mean, if you look at it right now, I would say it's almost flipped upside down for the way that I would have guessed.
I never even thought about the standings to look at until 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Honest to God.
So currently right now the Colts are leading the division at 2-1.
Mm.
The rest of the division is 1-2. The Titans are currently last because they have not played a divisional game. The Jaguars are third because they just lost to the Houston Texans this week. I mean, they got routed.
Colts shot. I think that they lose this weekend too.
To the Falcons?
Yep.
London's like a home game for them. But either way, it doesn't matter. The AFC South has it's been a little bit unpredictable for me. And I say this because C.J. Stroud has looked legit.
Absolutely.
Legit. He has over 900 yards in his first three NFL games. I mean, to be honest with you, I had C.J. Stroud as my number one quarterback coming out of this draft. But with the S2 scores, I was like, maybe I'm wrong about that. I was second-guessing myself because they were really hyping up the S2 and how, you know, all the quarterbacks had really shown out, had good scores and yada, yada, yada. And so I was kind of buying into that, and I was like, maybe I'm wrong. But I guess my first instinct was right because he's been absolutely balling out.
Yeah, he has been. Now, let's see if I can play true or false, Junie. Golly. Is C.J. Stroud in the top three? Nope, not top three. I'll do top 10 passing yards. True or false?
True.
Yes. Where? Can you guess? Between 1 and...
I saw this graphic earlier.
Can you guess?
I think he was like at 8.
He's at 6.
6.
He is tied. Well, he was tied with someone. Now it's changed. So he is at 6 with 906.
So he's the top rookie. So he was tied with who, though?
I thought he was tied with Jordan Love at some point. I think that was last week when they were playing. I was keeping track of kind of how close they were when they were actually playing. But then again, he's the top. I would say he's the best rookie quarterback. It's no surprise that that's the case. And look, he's ahead of guys like Josh Allen. He's ahead of your boy Kenny Pickett, you know, Deshaun Watson. He's ahead of Dak Prescott, Jalen Hurts. He's ahead of some pretty notable guys. And Joe Burrow, may I add, and I know we're talking about the division here, but it's a big game.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow's due for a good game. I'm sorry. He really is.
The injury could hold him back, and I think that's what's been holding him back. But C.J. Stroud, 64.5% completion percentage, 4 touchdowns, no picks, and a flat-out 98 QB rating. That is excellent for a rookie so far. But, you know, I look at who C.J. Stroud has played so far. I don't think the Ravens' defense is all that good, and that was week one. They only put up 6 points in that game. He struggled a little bit.
Yep.
Week two, who did the Houston Texans play in week two? I'm trying to think.
The Houston Texans play, you said.
I know they played the Jags, and he looked fantastic.
Yeah, it was Jags,
in that
Colts,
game.
And Ravens so far.
Oh, they played the Colts. So I don't think none of those defenses are blowing you off the page, and that could be why he's got off to such a hot start. But either way, I mean, going into the NFL, it doesn't really matter. Rookies tend to struggle with whoever they play. So he's looking really good. I think the Colts in general, because obviously Anthony Richardson got the concussion early in that game against the Texans in week two. He missed the game against the Ravens on the road that Gardner Minshew led them to victory in overtime,
yep,
against the Ravens. And so I just think the division in general, the Colts and Texans, are just a little bit better than what we had thought. And now looking at what the Titans are, are we worried that, you know, four games that we thought could be, you know, easy wins for this team, they could potentially struggle in?
Right. And I think thinking in the grand scheme of things, you know, like I just said earlier, things are going to change rather significantly. And I think for the Titans' sake, that's good for them, because if you want to look at the standings like we've already been doing, it's okay.
And again, it's early.
It is early. It is. And you can't fret. There's no reason to be so upset with it either. And I think just for the sake of what is coming down the line for the Titans, Junie, I mean, look, they have right now, you've got a really tough matchup this weekend against the Bengals. But then the very next matchup is against the Colts. After that, you got the Ravens, then the Falcons. And I would like to see them win at least two of the next four games. And I think that they will start to feel more like themselves, at the least. At the least, I'm saying. If they can't win at least two of these next games, we're going to be here discussing blow up.
Yeah, no, they have to win one of the next two games. If they go 0-2 and they start out 1-4, because again, this Colts game to begin the year, knowing that Anthony Richardson was going to be the starter, I mean, I marked that as an automatic W. I'm like, oh, Titans get him early on in the season. He's not going to be comfortable yet. But again, and that was me thinking that, okay, this is a rookie quarterback with a god-awful team that only won four games last year. Well, they already got two wins already.
Right.
This defense is looking a little bit better than what I had expected. And so if Anthony Richardson, who was looking really good, he looked good in week one against the Jags. He had two touchdowns right off the bat against the Texans in week two. If he's looking as good as he has been, I mean, this could be trouble.
Absolutely.
This could be trouble. So AFC South is looking a little bit more competitive. And again, I was chalking it up like the Titans were going to sweep the Colts and sweep the Texans.
I don't know.
And they were still going to struggle to make the playoffs. Now you're talking about these games likely being really competitive. And to think about it, CJ Stroud has already got off to a hot start. He's only going to get better throughout the year.
That's scary.
And your two games against the Texans are at the end of the season.
And he's only going to get more accustomed to how the Titans will approach him as well. So we've not even played a game against him yet here in town. But you can't be as concerned until you see how he does. But then again, the future looks brighter in other areas than in your own barn, and that's a problem.
So real quick, what is the biggest shock to you?
Okay.
Do you think the fact that the Colts and Texans have looked much better than what we anticipated, or that the Jags have looked as bad as they have?
Oh, easily the Jags.
That's the biggest surprise to you?
Oh, easily, by far. I mean, I'm saying that they're going to lose to the Falcons this weekend. I think they lose by a field goal. But look, they have looked horrible at times. They could, like, look, I understand they played the Chiefs. That's a tough game. Last week was a tough game for them, too.
I know, but when they played the Chiefs, they only put up 9 points. That's pitiful. And I will say this, though, because you could look at the score and look at the box score of the game that they had against the Houston Texans this weekend and say, oh, the Jags are awful. Jags are awful. I had that game on. I had the Titans game on my bottom screen. I had the Jags and Texans on my top screen. So I was kind of trying to pay attention to both of them. The Texans, I mean, they got some breaks. Calvin Ridley had some crazy drops, some of which I think one of them was in the end zone for a touchdown.
So.
The Texans had a fullback catch a squib kick and take it all the way back to the house. And they were just getting breaks left. I mean, Trevor Lawrence had three or four really big drops by some of his receivers. And he did throw a really bad pick that if he had to throw to, they were starting to get into scoring range and could have got them back in the game. But the Texans were just making plays. And I think that even though the talent level of the Texans defense isn't as good, I just think the fact that their head coach, DeMeco Ryans, is such a good defensive mind that he's soaking up the best out of this unit, and I think they're only going to get better throughout the year.
And I think what's going to do even more drama for us, talking about the AFC, Junie, is we can toss some of these divisional opponents into Price That Parlay.
Yes, we can. And that is what we are going to have coming up next. We are going to play the game that will help you walk away with some money. Price That Parlay is coming up next. We're going to recap last week because somebody won and their parlay hit in the game. 2 out of the 3 weeks we have won on Price That Parlay. So tune in next as we play the game that will win you money this weekend for some college and NFL football. Junior Riddle, Nick Keyser here on Riddle and the Reporter, 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.
Ready to win big?
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
It's time for Price That Parlay.
Straight cash, homie.
Here comes the money.
Now on Riddle and the Reporter.
It is now time for the best segment of the program. Riddle and the Reporter, Price That Parlay, where you can win cash money on any given football weekend. Last week, we got a recap because we had a winner on the show. All right. My $5 parlay, Falcons plus +3, Titans plus +3.5, Florida State minus -1.5. We got it. And then Saints plus +1. Didn't either happen. I think the Packers won by one. So no, we didn't get that. But Nick on his $10 parlay, Eagles minus -4.5.
Ding ding.
Got it. Pats minus -2.5.
Ding ding.
Got it. Chargers plus +1.5.
Ding ding.
And Notre Dame plus +3.5 by half a point on the last play of the game.
Let's go.
And because that, Nick is now on the board in the game with 110.29 to my 250-something. I got to go back and look at what I got a few weeks ago. But either way, I am still in the lead on the Price That Parlay game. And so now, let's kick off this week of Price That Parlay. As always, we start with a coin flip, and Keyser is going to choose heads or tails. The past 3 weeks, it has been heads. So, Keyser, are you going to go with the flow, or are you going to go with something your tails never fails
what
like you always
never
do?
Never fails. Go for it, Connor. Please give me tails.
Heads hasn't failed so far. So
yeah, it's 3-0. It's 3-0 in Price That Parlay.
It's all right. Let's change. Let's do it, but I want to try to change it. It's
okay. Right. Well, it's heads again, so there you go.
Heads is 4-0 on the program. Heads is 4-0 on the program. And I will elect to go with the first pick of Price That Parlay. And with the first pick, we're going straight to the AFC South. And give me Rams plus +1 on the road against the Indianapolis Colts. I think the Rams played really good against the Bengals. And after a tough loss, I think they're going to look to bounce back and get the win in Indianapolis. Nick, you got the next two picks.
Yes, I do. And look, my favorite team for myself, New Orleans Saints. But this week I'm going against them, Junie. I'm going to take the Bucs plus +3.5 at the Saints. I don't think the Saints have it in them to take down Baker Mayfield. I think he has looked okay, but good enough.
Derek Carr's not playing, right?
Yes.
Okay.
To be a injury-ridden Saints. We will see how that goes on Sunday. But my second pick, I'm going to come right down here in the Nashville. Bengals minus -2.5 at the Titans.
Ooh.
I'm taking the Bengals.
Ooh. Spoiler for our final segment. We now know what Nick's pick is going to be for this weekend's
game. That's
okay.
That's okay.
I'm not gonna comment on that pick because I'm gonna save my official prediction for this game for our final segment. But
that's fine.
I got the next two picks, and I'm very confident about this one.
I hope so.
I'm going Steelers minus -3 at Texans. Oh. The Texans are missing basically their entire offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Steelers might be the worst team to be missing your entire line.
I would
against.
Say so.
They got a great pass rush. We've been talking about how good C.J. Stroud is. I think the Steelers are going to limit him a little bit. So give me Steelers minus -3 on the road at Houston. For my next pick, the fifth overall pick of the draft, I am going to go way out of the box here, but I don't think that this team should be an underdog, and they are. I'm going to college football. Give me South Alabama plus +2.5 at James Madison. I mean, again, these are two of the better non-Power 5 schools, But I the South Alabama's really
yeah,
good.
Yeah, when's their pregame show? At like 11 a.m., like on like 94.9, like WAA or something like that?
I have no
student radio station?
I have no idea. But either way, I listen, South Alabama's a really good team.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
I think they're going to beat JMU. So.
My goodness.
All right, your next two picks.
All right, I think Dabo's put on notice, fellas. I think he is.
Uh-oh, I know
Syracuse
you're going with this.
Syracuse plus 7 versus Clemson. Look,
home dog. Home touchdown
home
dog.
They are. And I like this. I don't think Clemson is who they thought they were anymore. I really don't. I think the real Syracuse Orange pops out here on Saturday and takes down Clemson.
Clemson, to be honest with you, they suck.
Nah.
So why they're a 7-point favorite? Again, they could be favored against Cuse.
Sure.
But 7 points? That's
like,
a lot.
I
like that pick.
Don't like it.
What's your next one?
All right, let's go overseas. We already talked about this game.
Uh-oh.
And I like watching these overseas games. I get to wake up a little early, have my coffee, and watch some NFL football. Now, this team is kind of having a home game in London, but give me the Falcons +3 at the Jags.
Ooh,
across the pond.
I don't know about that one. I don't know about that one, Nick. Listen, the Falcons have struggled to put up points, and Desmond Ridder has not looked ultra impressive. After the embarrassing loss at home, I think the Jags bounce back. So I don't know about that pick. Falcons do have a really good defense, though. Falcons have a good defense. I will agree with that. I think it'll be competitive, but
be
I would take the Jags. All right, but it's not my pick. So you pick the Falcons +3 in London against the Jags. My next two picks. I like this one. This one's going to be on nationwide on Sunday. Give me the Cowboys -6.5 against the Patriots. I like the Cowboys defense. The Patriots offensive line is not that good. Their offense in general has struggled a lot. Only put up 15 points against the Jets. I think the Cowboys are going to be out for blood after their embarrassing loss against the Arizona Cardinals. So give me the Cowboys to win by more than a touchdown, -6.5 against the Patriots at home. And then with my next pick, I'm going to go to the college game. A little Pac-12 action out here. Last year of it. Give me Utah +3.5. I like the hook here as they're playing at Oregon State. Utah's defense, I just really, really like it. I think this game could go either way, but to me, I just see it as the hook, the plus three, the half. The +3.5 is the reason I'm going with Utah. So give me the Utes.
Okay. I like
it. At Oregon State.
I like it. All right, let's do a little bit of rapid fire here. And I did some quick research while you were going through your pick, and I'm going to go back to the NFL here.
Okay.
I want to see Kirk have a much better showcase of a game. Give me the Vikings -4.5 on the road against the Panthers.
Okay.
What, Andy Dalton's playing?
I think it should be Andy Dalton.
Should be?
I honestly haven't checked the Titans and Bengals, I haven't checked the injury
regardless.
report for the rest of the NFL team.
Anyway,
I probably should have done that. But
Vikings, I think, will be close. I think the -4.5 is an interesting line for this one, but I'll take it.
I don't know. I kind of like that because the Panthers' defense was pretty good last year. They have not really impressed me. Seattle ran through them last week. So,
they
I mean, they're going to be looking to bounce back at home. But, you know, this is the battle of the winless NFC teams. You know, something's got to give. So, I think that's a pretty good pick. What's your next one?
My next game, I'm going to call this the Doo-Doo Bowl.
You're going with the other 0-3 matchup, back-to-back? The four 0-3 teams, they're all playing against each other this week.
I know. It's insane. You could, like, that's Scoregami. Like, that's insane that you've even seen that happen. I mean, I couldn't even tell you the last time that many undefeated teams played each other. Pretty much back
winless
to back.
Teams. Yeah. Winless teams.
Winless teams, yes. So, Bears. I want the Bears.
Home dog.
Yes. They're +3.5 against the Broncos. And I think that Russ is cooking up something, but it's definitely not ready. And they get toasted once again this weekend. So give me the Bears. I think Justin Fields goes off. I don't know if you saw what Chase Claypool had to say. I think it was earlier today.
I can only imagine what that
they
man had to
asked say. Him in the locker room. Reporters asked him, do you feel like the franchise is utilizing you in the best way possible to, like, showcase yourself, essentially was the question. And all he said was, no.
Classic Chase Claypool, blaming everybody else. And again, you know me. I'm a Steelers fan. We had Chase Claypool. We absolutely robbed the Bears of the 32 overall pick by trading him over there. He said the same thing about the Steelers, too. Yes. It's always somebody else's fault with Chase Claypool, so whatever. All right, my next two picks. Give me Chiefs -8.5 at the Jets. Taylor Swift's going to be in the building. You know that means they're going to have to light it up just like they did against the Bears. There's just no way the Jets are going to score as much as the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs win handily. Again, back-to-back cupcake games for them. I think they just blow the Jets out. It's gonna be easy.
Yeah.
With my next pick, I'm going back to college. Give me Kansas +16.5 at Texas. I know Texas is a tough place to play, but 16.5 points is a lot. I just think that's too big of a number. Kansas is a ranked team. They had a really good season last year. I think they make it competitive. I think Texas, I know they got the win at Bama. I just think they're a little bit overrated because I don't think Bama's as good as what people are saying. So give me Kansas on the road at Texas +16.5.
That might give you a good payout depending on if you land on it. We'll see. All right, I'll go rapid fire here myself. Going back to college to round things out. Newtman might like my last pick, but here we go. At number 14, give me the Tulane Green Wave against UAB.
Ooh.
Okay? They're a 21.
Trent Dilfer's UAB.
Yeah, they're a -21.5. And
that's at Tulane.
Yes, it is. And I think it will be a pretty big blowout. I think so.
I could see it too.
We'll see.
Tulane's pretty. I was watching Tulane against Ole Miss with their backup quarterback.
Oh my god!
They were in that game to the very end. Tulane is a stout team. All right, with your last pick, 50th overall.
Pick. Give me the Kentucky Wildcats -1.5 versus Florida. And Connor, give me the stat of the matchup. I know you know it.
Oh, I know it because it predates me by a large amount. This is the first time that the Kentucky Wildcats have been favored over the Florida Gators since 1988.
Wow. That is a long time.
Well, that predates Junie and I.
I was about to say, I'm the oldest of the group here, and I was born in 96. So, either way. Okay. I don't like that pick, by the way. I think Florida.
Whatever.
I think Florida beats the Cats.
Oh, I love it.
I don't know why you keep picking Kentucky.
I'm so leery about it.
Let's get it.
Nice.
That was funny. All right, with my final pick, I'm going to go with an easy one. This is a layup here. Give me Alabama -14.5 at Mississippi State. Listen, Mississippi State is just not good this year. I mean, they got ran through by LSU. I think Alabama's better than LSU, and I think that they're going to absolutely destroy them. I just think Alabama needs to get back on pace. Ole Miss is a much tougher team than Mississippi State this year for me. And I think Jalen Milroe and company get it done. I think they win by at least three touchdowns.
And you can hear that game coming on after the Nashville Predators preseason game here on 102.5 The Game tomorrow. So stay tuned for that one.
Absolutely. It's our college football game of the week. But coming up next, Connor is going to be drawing at random our four parlays with our 16 picks. That will be coming up next here on Riddle and Reporter, second half of Price That Parlay on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.
Ready to win big?
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
It's time for Price That Parlay.
Great cash, homie.
Here comes the money.
Now on Riddle and the Reporter.
Second segment of Price That Parlay here on Riddle and the Reporter. Junior Riddle, Nick Keyser, Connor Newt behind the glass. It is now time. The picks are in, all 16. You know the game. You get one $5 parlay, one $10, one $15, and one $20. Four four-leg parlays drawn at random. One parlay has hit two out of the 3 weeks. And on this program, we have roughly made, and this is just a rough estimate because I'm not sitting here to do math. I'm here to talk sports.
I'd love you to be my financial advisor, though.
But shut up, Nick. We have made roughly about $370 through 3 weeks on Price That Parlay. So, all right, Newt, hit the music. Let's get it going. Since I got the first pick, Keyser gets the first parlay. So draw the first four, and let's see what Keyser's got.
Let's make some money today, boys, huh? All right, Keyser, you ready?
Yes.
All right. Your first pick will be the Tulane Green Wave minus 21.5 versus UAB. Your second will be America's team, the Dallas Cowboys, minus 6.5 versus the Patriots.
Good pick.
Them Cowboys.
Yeah.
Your third will be the Bungles, minus 2.5 at the Titans.
I haven't heard of the Bungles.
You never heard of the Bungles?
Who's the Bungles?
The Bengals.
Are you talking about the all-female band?
Are they with the banjos?
Good one, Judy.
There is a band called the Bengals.
I know.
Okay.
Anyways, and this is a fun one. Your last pick will be South Alabama. I don't know their mascot. Plus 2.5 at JMU.
Okay, cool. They'll be on 88.9, the fan. I apologize.
I think they're like the Cougars or something. They're some kind of cat. South Alabama.
I think they're the
Cougs.
Either way, how are you feeling about this? Because personally, I think this is a pretty good parlay.
I think it'll be interesting. I don't know. By the way, they're the Jags.
Oh, they're the Jags.
Mm-hmm. The Jaguars. All right, I don't. Junie, I've played it safe. And I really think I've got to do something similar. So give me the $10 parlay.
For $10 this for this?
Yeah.
I feel like this is a good parlay.
Look, that last one to me, I just don't know.
I'd go 15 or 20. If that were me, I would go 15 or 20. But either way, it's your 20. Pick. You're locking in the 10.
20? No, sorry.
Which one? Well, what game has you worried?
I just told you, the last one.
South Alabama?
South Alabama, yeah.
I'm telling you, those Jaguars, man, they're pretty good. All right, Connor, do you got it in?
I got it in.
All right.
All right, Nick, your odds will be plus 1339.
Okay.
And your win total would be 133.96.
That's a good date night. All right.
Okay. All right.
You could adopt a dog with that money if you wanted to.
You really could.
You know
what?
You can
get pet insurance
That's
and all.
That's something Kristen and I have looked at, so thank you for that good advice.
Aw.
I got a good place. I'll tell you off the air.
All right.
Either way, okay. The $10 allotment is now gone. Now, it's my turn.
All right, Junith. Your first pick will be the Battle of Orange, Syracuse, plus 7 versus Clemson.
If that one hits, I'll bring you some tangerines.
I'll take that.
Okay.
I'll take that.
You should ironically bring nectarines. That would be really funny. Anyways. Oh, I love this. Your next pick will be my Wildcats.
Oh, my God. Why do I always get Kentucky on this?
Minus 1.5 versus the Gators of Florida. Number three will be the Utah Utes, plus 3.5
Okay.
At Oregon State. And your final pick will be the Kansas City Chiefs, rallied by Taylor Swift, minus 8.5
The Swifties are coming in full force. They're in New York City. They're everywhere.
Why didn't she influence a line by 6 or 7?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, maybe this game would have been a little bit closer on the line with the Jets defense. Maybe they thought they could shut Mahomes down.
It's because she has a song.
Because of Taylor Swift,
all right,
they're bringing the extra heat.
Where do you want to go with this, Junie?
I don't like the Kentucky pick. I don't like it at all. I don't. And then, again, I know I picked Utah, OSU. I think that could go either way.
Mm-hmm.
And you already picked 10. I probably would have went 10 with this one.
Yeah.
But you took it away.
Strategy, my man.
I think that there are better games out here based off of what is left. So I'm going to go low. I'm going to go 5. I'm going to go 5 here. It's reasonable. This could hit. I'm not saying it's a bad parlay. It's not the worst ones. I feel like we've had really good picks this week. But I'm going the 5. I'm going the 5. I'm playing it safe on this one
as well. Cool.
So, but yeah. No, the Kentucky one. Syracuse, I'm very confident about. I think they cover at home. Chiefs, I think they're just going to blow out with Jets. It's really the Kentucky, Florida. I just think Florida's a much better team.
All right. Well, what do we have for our odds?
Junith, your odds will be plus 1309, and your win total would be 6546.
All right.
Not bad.
You could buy the new NHL with that.
I still need to get Madden. Madden would come first. Then
I would rather get that one too.
All right, so we got the $15 and the $20 parlay remaining. Okay, it is now Keezer's turn.
Yep.
Next four picks.
Keezer.
Mm.
Number one will be Junie's Steelers, minus 3.
Oh, that's a good pick.
At the Texans.
I know what your pick. It is great.
It is a fantastic pick.
I'll take it.
Number two will be the Jayhawks of Kansas, +16.5.
The upset. All right.
At the Texas Longhorns.
Well, it's not an upset. I'm saying they're going to cover. They're going to, you know, I don't think they're going to beat Texas, but they're going to cover 16.5.
Hey, I'm glad I squeezed that out. There you go. All right. Cool. What else do I got?
Number three will be the Bucks of Tampa Bay, +3.5 at the Saints.
That's one of mine.
And your final one.
Okay.
The Los Angeles Rams, +1 at the Indianapolis Colts.
I like that. I really do. I like that. Now, with me liking it, spending $25 regardless, give me the 15.
15.
I think that's a fair medium value for those
games. What prohibited you from going with the 20? I think this is another good parlay. And again, I just really like our picks. This is, I think, outside of Kentucky, I really like your picks this week.
I would say the Kansas game, I think it'll come down to a disappointment of it being close. I think it's covered, but if it doesn't cover, that's the one that I would look back at and kind of regret.
Okay. So other than that, you like Steelers -3.
Yeah.
You picked Bucks +3.5, so that's your pick.
Yes.
And you think the Rams are going to beat the Colts in Indy?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll take it.
So that's one. You're going to go 15. I'm glad you did. Because
I like Stafford.
I wanted the $20 parlay. I like to go big or go home.
Yeah.
Okay, do you got the odds on this parlay for Nick? $15 parlay?
Yes, sir.
What are the odds?
Your odds will be +1237.
Okay.
And you would win $185.69.
Ooh. I feel like that's the best odds we've had in the entire game.
Yeah, I got over $300 to myself.
Nice.
All right. Some Jordans.
Either way. All right. The last four remaining, I have been allotted. I've been handed over the $20 parlay of the week. What are the final four picks?
The first of final four, number one will be, as Keezer calls it, the crap bowl. The Bears versus the Broncos. The Bears are 3.5 point dogs.
At home. Against the Broncos. 3.5 points.
Russ ain't cooking.
Russ is not cooking. Number two will be the Atlanta Falcons +3 at the Jags.
Oh, I forgot about this pick. That's another one, too. That's another one I don't like.
Get your tea ready.
Number three will be Alabama -14.5.
Easy money.
At Mississippi State. And, of course, Kirko, the Minnesota Vikings -4.5 at the Carolina Panthers.
See, and I think this is another good parlay. I like all of Nick's picks except for Kentucky -1.5 and Falcons +3. I just think the Jags, my rule of thumb when picking games is if a team that has a lot of talent gets embarrassed, especially by a team in their own division like the Houston Texans and a rookie quarterback in C.J. Stroud. They're playing in London. They've always played in London. They're used to playing in London. I feel like the Jags have to bounce back. Bears, I like that pick. Alabama, that was my pick. Easy money. And Vikings over Panthers. I think the Panthers suck. And the Vikings, even though they are 0-3, I think they played pretty well offensively. It's just that Falcons game. All right. Did I give you enough time? What are the odds and what are the winnings?
Your odds will be +1208.
Oh, surprisingly better. Okay, that's pretty good odds.
Going to be higher.
And your win total would be $241.71.
Wow.
Ooh.
The highest total of any parlay, obviously.
Well, yeah, clearly.
But I think that would be a pretty attractable thing. I think that parlay is something that would stand out.
Okay. Out of all the parlays, Nick, which one would you be most confident with?
Probably my $15.
Your $15 one you're most confident with?
Yeah.
Can I be real with you?
Huh.
I would be most confident with your $10.
Really?
I think that first parlay
with
Tulane, Dallas, Bengals, and South Alabama. I really liked your $10 one. I would have went higher with that one.
Okay.
I really would have. Okay, Connor, what are our totals? You totaled up both parlays. If they were to both hit, what would be the total winnings between Keezer and myself?
Mr. Keezer, should yours hit, your total would be $319.65.
Yep, that's what I was thinking. Something over the 300 mark, and I like that.
And Junie would get $307.17.
Okay, not bad. Not bad. Not bad. Listen, I'm going to be real here. I got to be honest.
All right.
Nick, I like your parlays better. I like both of your parlays better than my parlays.
Isn't that like three out of the 4 weeks?
And your total earnings are a lot more than mine. So either way, again, this has been another edition. Week 4, Price That Parlay. We've already completed three.
Mm-hmm.
2 of those 3 weeks, we have come away with money. And we do this for a reason. We have this number, the 5, the 10, the 15, and the 20, because it adds up to $50. I think for anybody that's into sports gambling, $50 is a reasonable number to spend on sports gambling in a weekend.
I would say
I've won over 250. You just won 110. And, I mean, again, that covers it, really. So, all in all, good picks this week. I think this is one of our better picking weeks. I'm very confident with what we have going on. So, we will have to wait and see. Will Keyser get another win and take the lead, or will I extend my lead? We will only find out coming up after this weekend full of college and NFL games. But coming up next, last night, Western Kentucky won the 100 miles of hate. And on the low, Connor and I had a little bit of a bet. And Connor's got to pay up on the radio. So coming up next, we're going to be making our Middle Tennessee picks, Tennessee, Vanderbilt, and the Titans. And Connor will have to pay up on his lost bet. We're going to wrap things up here on Riddle and the Reporter here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Join Jared Stillman, Chris Sanders, and Derek Mason at Teddy's Tavern, located across from Bridgestone Arena Plaza this Sunday from 9:30 to 11:30. They'll break down the Titans' Week 4 matchup against the Bengals and give you the latest updates before the game. Our NFL pregame show is presented by Parman Tractor and Equipment and The Beast Unleashed. So check it out right before the Titans game at Nissan Stadium this weekend. All right, Connor, we had a bet, and the bet was if the MTSU Blue Raiders won, I would put on our fancy MTSU helmet and I would open up the radio show by talking into it and basically glamorizing MTSU, saying they were the better program, the better football team.
Even though they're not.
Yada, yada, yada. I would have lied. That's the only time I would have ever lied on the air. But guess what? The inevitable happened, and WKU gets the win again. This is a friendly rivalry. It is a friendly rivalry.
100 miles of hate, though.
100 miles of hate. That it doesn't come off that
figured
way. But again, you know, we work for a radio station. We're partners with MTSU. I love Murfreesboro. It's a great town.
I do, too.
Rick Stockstill, great guy.
It just happened to not be where you and I went to college.
It just happened to not be. So, on the reverse of things, Connor, since he lost, has to sing the Western Kentucky fight song. So, Connor, before we make our picks to wrap up the show, take it away.
Stand up and cheer. Stand up and cheer for dear old Western. For today we raise the red and white. I can't read. Rah, 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 rah. Our team is fighting. And we are bound to win the fray. We got the team. We got the steam. For this is dear old Western's day.
Okay, no
go
more.
Go Tops.
You're
no
done.
No more. Okay,
you're done.
I honestly wish I didn't have him do that.
I really
don't. That was.
So who won the bet now, Judy?
I think everybody turned off the radio station because of that. Either way, never again am I ever going to ask you to do
man.
That. Okay, all right, let's go around. Let's go around and make our picks for this week. The Tennessee Vols are playing at home against South Carolina, who had a major upset and really wrecked their college football chances last year. The Vols are 11.5-point favorites at home against South Carolina, and I will kick this off. Give me South Carolina in the points. I think the Vols win. I think the Vols win, but it's going to be close. It is going to be a close game. So give me South Carolina on the points, 11.5. Vols win by 4. I'm going 34-30. Really fun game to watch.
All right. Tennessee wins by field goal.
Okay, so you got South Carolina covering as well.
I do. And I like Tennessee back at home. I think all of the drama that has surrounded that program for the last little bit here, I think they start to change things around this week.
All right, Connor, what do you got? 11.5 points for South Carolina on the road at Tennessee. Who are you picking?
You know what? Give me the Gamecocks.
Fair enough.
Much.
I mean, I think South Carolina really shows up for big games. I mean, we saw it in the first half versus Georgia, and then Georgia kind of just woke up and became
so
Georgia.
Do you have them winning or do you have them covering?
Oh, I have them winning.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. All right, our next game right here in town, Missouri comes in, and they are 14-point road favorites.
Yeah, and they're
taking
4-0.
On Vanderbilt. Yeah, I hate to say it. Give me Missouri.
I know.
I'm not impressed with Vanderbilt. You know, Swan is out. I know nothing about this backup quarterback that they have playing in the game, and I've seen Missouri on a handful of times. I watched them play Kansas State, who was ranked at the time, and Missouri looked actually pretty good. They got a high octane offense. They got a receiver. I don't know his name off the top of my head, but a wide receiver, number 3. He had a huge game. I got to look up his name, but I just think Missouri kind of rolls with this. Missouri's a little bit better of a team in the SEC than I thought they'd be. So give me the Tigers.
Yep, and the quarterback's name that you're searching for that will more than likely play for Vanderbilt this weekend is Ken Seals. He's a senior and he's out of Texas, and so I'm wondering what he looks like, and I know for the sake of Vandy fans out there, they want to see A.J. Swan. I'd rather him get healthy and come back, and then you get to see the progression that Clark Lee has talked about on this very station for a couple weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see him bounce back. I just don't think it's this week. Missouri is a tough, tough football program.
And that receiver, by the way, for Missouri that I watched, Luther Burden III.
Ah.
I mean, when I watched him against Kansas State, he was spectacular. So the way Vanderbilt's secondary is, I think this guy's going to get one, maybe two touchdowns.
Okay.
He was that good against Kansas State. All right, Connor, Vanderbilt, 14-point dogs at home against Missouri. Who you got?
And you don't have to sing. Please don't sing.
Never, ever again.
I just want you guys to know my dad texted me and said I'm an embarrassment to the family for doing that.
Oh,
so.
My God.
Okay, never mind. I won the bet. Never mind. I won the bet.
Anyways, I'm going to take Missouri as well. I think A.J. Swan is going to continue to struggle. That secondary.
Well, he's not playing.
Oh, is he not?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Who?
Is A.J. Swan playing?
I don't think so.
I don't think he's playing either.
It's not official, but it sounds to
us. The way they've been wording it,
yeah,
they're saying likely he's doubtful. I'll put it that way. He's doubtful.
Well, regardless, after watching my Wildcats beat them last week, that secondary is not good. So I think Georgia kind of throws down the pass game and runs away with it.
Okay. We all got the Gamecocks covering. We all got Missouri covering as well. Final game Sunday. Bengals come into town to take on the Titans. They are 2.5-point road favorites. Listen, I'm not going to lie. I pondered this game for a while because I think this is a game the Titans could legitimately get. Because of the way Joe Burrow has been playing, his injury, I think the Titans with their front 7 will have a lot more success against the Bengals' offensive line. Although they are improved, I still think the Titans have a good matchup in this game. But I can't pick against Joe Burrow. I think Trey Hendrickson and Sam Hubbard are going to take advantage of these tackles again, and I just don't know if this offense can score with the Bengals. I think it's going to be a very similar game to Rams-Bengals, how it was on Monday night. Rams just couldn't get it going offensively, and it's because of their offensive line, and Trey Hendrickson looked really, really good. I got the Bengals -2.5.
Yeah, and I just think that Cincinnati has Tennessee's number, and I know that Joe Burrow is playing through some discomfort, and look, for him, he's a damn good quarterback for a reason. Joe Mixon, I feel like, is going to be a key factor. I think that's something that fans may not pay as much of attention to. But, look, that's going to be a fun one to keep an eye on, is what the Bengals offense does. I know we're in Nashville. It's easy to talk about the Titans and what we want them to do.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bengals, this is another game for them. Because last week was, you know, Monday night, like you just said. That was too close of a game for them. This has to be a more of a pull-away game for them as they get their season started. So give me the Bengals.
And failed to mention, the Titans got an extra day of rest because they did play on Monday Night Football, so that could also be a factor in this. Connor, last week you were the only one to pick the Browns to win, and you were correct. So how do you feel about this as a Titans fan? Do you think the Titans can get it done at home in Nissan Stadium?
It's the Titans, man. They're going to do what you expect them not to. I heard Caroline say it earlier today. She picked the Titans, and I'm going to pick them as well. The Titans are going to they're gonna Titans. That's what they do.
So is this going to be a Mike Vrabel special? Is that what we're trying to say
we
here?
We haven't seen a Mike Vrabel special in a while. It has been a long time. I mean, when I look at who they beat last year, I know they started off 7-3, but you know, they didn't really beat anybody of significance. I don't know. I can't go against Joe Burrow. I just feel like that Bengals offense has to get going eventually. And the way that secondary looked, I expect them to play better defensively than they did against Cleveland, but I don't know. But hey, I am 0-3 on Titans picks this year. So the fact that I am picking the Bengals in this game could be a reverse jinx for the Titans.
I don't know.
Who knows?
We'll see.
Who knows?
We'll see.
But either way, that is all the time that we have today. You've been tuning in to Riddle and the Reporter, Junior Riddle, Nick Keyser, Connor Newt here. We'll be back next Friday from 6 to 8. Have a great weekend of college and NFL football. We are out.